us of? Where did we come from? Why are they here? Why clowns?
Not clowns. Some kind of animal from another world that just look like clowns. Shit, man. Maybe the ancient astronauts and all that came to the planet centuries ago. And our idea of clowns just comes from.
How come they're not funny?
Maybe they're from a dying planet. Maybe their son pooped out. They need a new place to live.
Maybe they're using this for experiments to dissect and study.
So that means they're intelligent. So why don't they communicate with us? I mean, talk to us instead of killing us.
Maybe they're just cruising through the galaxy and stopped here for a bite to eat.
Yeah, look, everybody, let's just hold off on the talking, okay? Let's not give ourselves away.
What are we gonna do when we find them? Can we kill them?
Mooney, I want you to listen to me and don't say anything. I want you to call the state police and get help. There are clowns and they are killing people, over.
Okay, let me get this straight. You say there are clowns and you've seen them. Okay, Dave, that's it. Screw you and your college flunkies. I've had enough of this from you and from everyone else. I know what you guys are trying to do. Break me down, drive me out of the force. Well, it's going to take a hell of a lot more than a lame prank like this to get Curtis Mooney to throw in his badge. So fuck you! Over.
Now we party by a fire. We borrow in the night of plastic crime. Stretch off me and dip me and my wire. Your two families cause I will hold the line. Oh, nothing sacred, nothing divine. When all I hear is my word, the sun can shine. If I do the crime, must take the time. I come home where can I am right. Daylight.
Said, "Hey, I said, what are you up to?" He said, "Why, you want to come over?" I said, "Sure." So I went up to his house. I was hanging out with him, and he introduced me to his dog named Mario. And he said that Mario was born in 1982. Went back to his house, and he didn't have much. He had some cigarettes, and oh, before that, I was talking to Dave about how I liked, we both liked being cold at night and wearing lots of blankets. Some questions about electromagnetic fields or something, and Dave suddenly got really enthusiastic about talking. Then it was like silent, and Dave stood up and he pressed play on a cassette tape, and it was some old Dead Milkman song I'd never heard. It's called like The Deluge or something weird. Then he was like, "Alright, I'm gonna go." And we started driving away, and I realized that I didn't say goodbye to Dave. So I went back, and I was like, "Thanks for hanging out." And he was like, "Yeah, I'll see ya." And he got on his skateboard and he skated down the street to like a concrete pool. And suddenly I was like, I want to get a picture with him. So I went up to him and he was skating and he stopped. And I was like, "Hey, I really hate to do this, but can I get a picture with you?" He was like, "Yeah, that's fine." He was like, "I'm sure you get asked that a lot too." We took the picture, but as soon as we took the picture, everything flooded. A giant flood. And then there were these girls fighting over my phone. Really weird. And they thought that my wallet was Dave's and that I stole his wallet. But I took a picture out of my whole family, showed them that it's mine.
dragon blood, what you wanna do? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? Cause I'm always going hard with my Dothraki crew. Daenerys be the name, and I'm setting hearts aflame when I'm burning down these villages and freeing all the slaves. Wiz Khaleesi, have you bit my dragons? My brother tried to sell me to Khal Drogo, look what happened. A bit hot-headed with that molten golden crown. I stopped the Khalasar, so don't be messing with me now. Look my lover in the eye, winter's coming, so am I. I burned the witch alive, who took my son and husband's lives. But I survived so frisky, now these dragons have my back. Suitors are so frisky, and they always try to mack. Zara, Zoe, and Daxos had to lock him in a vault. Made my way to Slaver's Bay, but it was not my fault. It was karmic retribution. There was no preparing them, and Crassus tried to mess with the wrong Targaryen. I smarted him like Tyrion when I knew I'd Valyrian. These creatures on my shoulders, well, I think you should be fearing them.
You are now watching the throne.
I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? Cause I'm always going home with my Dothraki crew. I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? Cause I'm always going home with my Dothraki crew.
Dothraki, unsullied behind me, like I'm Luminati. It's the mother of dragons with my gigantic army. We be marching to Meereen, but no, we didn't come to party. Cause they crucified the slaves and put them on the cross. Sir Jorah, please get lost. I know you think I'm hot. My schedule's kinda busy, got no time for Perrier-ing. White girl politic, and that's Daenerys Palin. From Dorne to the Stormlands, the north and beyond. To the Westerlings and Essos, so keeping it strong. From the Crownlands to the Reach, you know I'm getting love. To the Riverlands and back, because I've got the dragon blood. So follow, more clueless. I thought that you knew this, but dragons are people, you know we've been through this. I'm quick to burn a hater, no mercy, dangers like kings in the face, like my name was Cersei Lannister.
Burn, burn, yes you're gonna burn. 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 I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? Cause I'm always going home with my Dothraki crew. I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? Cause I'm always going home with my Dothraki crew. I got dragon blood, you guess you're gonna burn. I got dragon blood, you guess you're gonna burn. I got dragon blood, you guess you're gonna burn. Cause I'm always going home with my Dothraki crew. I got dragon blood, you guess you're gonna burn. I got dragon blood, you guess you're gonna burn. I got dragon blood, you guess you're gonna burn. Cause I'm always going home with my Dothraki crew.
This is Barno, and you're listening to the Cheek and Tongues Radio Show with Barno. Oh, hey, that's me. Hey, thanks for joining tonight. Man, last week, I was sweating it. We didn't have a show because I was running into technical difficulties, and I'm like, trying to figure out why my broadcast software wouldn't pick up on my mixer, and I was sweating. I was sending out SOSs and just did not get it solved, actually, until the following day. So here we are with episode 170, Monday, Bloody Monday. And hopefully you picked up a theme in our opening songs. Forgiving the first one, Devo, thank you for writing the Cheek and Tongue show theme, version 2, yes. I know the devotional is coming up here in a few weeks in Clevesburg, Ohio. I won't be in town for that, unfortunately, but it's always a good time. DJ Kratoven and I went, and we met DJ Lance Rock. He signed some stuff. We got to chat for a while. He's such a nice guy. Like, really, you could tell he's genuine. We heard St. Evens with I Dream of Dave Blood. Now, if you don't know St. Evens, that's actually Stevens, Dan Stevens from the Dead Milkmen, who, after the untimely passing of Dave Blood, became the bass player. Dave Blood was the original bass player. Now Dandrew is the current bass player, and that's his side project, St. Evens. MC Lars thrilled us with Dragon's Blood, and that was the DJ Robo Rob remix. DJ Robo Rob remix. Fix that in the mix. Hey, Liam Lynch. Oh, right here, from right here in the Akron area. Graduate of Hudson High School with I'm All Bloody Inside. And you know Liam Lynch from whatever. And we heard Adam and His Package with Bloody Lip. So this is a show that I came up with this idea earlier today because I've written a book. It's really a weird thing, and it's so time-consuming, and it's a business book. So not only that, it's pretty boring subject matter, but, you know, Barno, I tried to add as much swagger into it as I could, but I don't like the cover design I came up with, and I thought, I should find that microscopic image that I took of my blood, and I blew it up, and I made a piece of art out of it, or a photograph out of it that was hanging in our house, and it just looks like an abstract design. And I thought, if I could find that blood picture, maybe that would make a nice background for the book cover. But I couldn't find it, but I found a bunch of songs that had blood in them when you do the search for blood in your files. And I thought, gosh dang, that's a lot of bloody songs. Let's make that a theme. So without further ado, let's listen to some more bloody songs.
When Christian scribes revised the Bible, ever wise they devised the blood libel. And anyone who doesn't think it's true has never tasted Christian babe au jus. Of all the rituals that make our Hebrew heart tick, there's a particular trick we find the most cathartic. Circumcision's not the one, nor the pagan that we shun, nor the usury we practice just for fun. It's when we raise a glass and drink a toast to Christian baby blood. What if Christians feed their babes to make it taste so good? There's never been a beverage more misunderstood. That delicious
to twist us, Mr. Maybe, but L'chaim!
Refreshing than Botox or a facelift is a hearty stein of Christian baby platelets. We gather lots of Christian types, then we pick the ones we like, and we drain each tender vein and shout,
hurrah!
That's how we
raise a glass and drink a toast to Christian baby blood. We bow the blood of every Christian toddler if we could. We trump the waspy baby hemoglobin since the flood. It's euphoric and caloric, it's Christian baby blood, the hile.
For a Jew to be true to the Talmud, for the tribe he must imbibe a bit of baby blood. Jewish babies are too pricey, Buddhist babies are too spicy, Muslim babies are too dicey, and the Scientologist babies have no blood. But you don't have to be a kite to take a swig, sir. Anyone can partake of this elixir. Find yourself a Christian tot with a boo-boo on his butt, and before it starts to clot, hold your lips up to the spot.
Christian baby blood. What's in Christian mother's tits to make it taste so good? No plasmas as orgasmic for the kosher vampire hood. So we knock back the lips, smack a Christian baby blood. Yes, we knock it back the lips, smack a Christian baby blood. Forever knock it back the lips, smack a Christian baby blood.
I will be
dying.
Bag me a moose. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tonight, we'd like to take this opportunity to tip our hats to a fallen friend, Wesley Willis.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Poet, musician, artistic savant. He rose up from the streets and took us all for a ride we'll not soon forget. Or recover from, for that matter.
Whip it up, motherfucker! Scream, Dracula, scream!
But the cops that it was the stolen. The justice was off.
Get you low down, rotten cocksucking motherfuckers.
Chuckle up, cheekies. It's the Cheek and Tongues radio show coming to you live from Akron, Ohio, where it's dark and a little bit chilly, but no rain. Maybe I'll go out skating in a little bit. That could be fun. I haven't skated in, well, gosh, almost a week. It's been a crazy busy week. I've been traveling back and forth from Canada, where I'm doing some business for startup businesses, startup companies, new ventures, trying to get them up and launched. That's what my book is about. It's crazy when you think you've finished the book, then you go back and you're like, well, I want to change that and I want to change that, and then you think you're done again, and then I want to change that, and I want it. It's never done. But I'm that way. Goofy as I am, I am a perfectionist. It's, you can tell by the quality of the show. Hey, what did we just listen to? We listened to, well, we started that set with Jumongous with Christian Baby Blood. Wasn't that an uplifting ditty? The Dead Milkmen with another uplifting ditty, Blood Orgy of the Atomic Fern. We heard Consolidated. Now, I never thought we'd hear a Consolidated track on this show, but, you know, not funny, but interesting enough to be intriguing and awkwardly funny. So, there is a mountain filled with blood. Wesley Willis, who's always funny, Blood, Guts, and Fire Trucks, followed by Haggis Rising, with their cover of Wesley Willis's Blood, Guts, and Fire Trucks. Wow, what a Monday, Bloody Monday. This show is kind of fun. It's a fun day, Bloody Monday. Wow. So, do I have any stories to tell you? I don't. Did I tell you about going to Christopher Carter's 50th birthday party? Now, you know Christopher Carter from The Christopher Carter Show and his track, what is that guy's name? Now I'm drawing a blank. Still drawing a blank. It's the guy who did a tribute to the guy who is the host of America's Funniest Videos, but not Bob Saget, the guy who came after him. I can't think of his name. Anyway, I play that track on the show. He had his 50th birthday party, and I showed up in my fur suit, which is a silver fox. And I welcomed him as now he turns 50 into the Silver Fox Club. Yay, it was a lot of fun. That was, and then I wore the suit down to Frank's place and, you know, entertained everybody there with my big old silly fursuit. It's Monday, Bloody Monday. So what would this show be like without you two?
Uno, dos, tres, catorce. Hola, señoritas, y señores. Me llamo Ricardo Queso. Oh,
bodies strewn across that dead end street. And today the millions cry. We fiesta while tomorrow they die.
And I got a little less stupid.
That's too loud.
That wasn't supposed to happen. We have more music to play. What's up, Apple Music? You do me wrong. Hold tight.
Bye.
How do you do, fellow kids? You're listening to the Cheek and Tongues radio show, live from Akron, Ohio, with Barno, your music curator, DJ, and entertainment for the hour. Oh my goodness, do you remember Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah? Or Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah? I always put that and in there, just to be correct, I guess. I miss those guys. I lumped them together with And You'll Know Us by The Trail of Dead and Arcade Fire's early stuff. Not that they all sound the same. They just had that energy, that early O.O.'s energy. So that was their track, Upon This Tidal Wave of Young Blood. Before that, we heard Coco Rosie, another band that I like to play, but don't have the chance to very often, with Bloody Twins. Agent Orange with Bloodstains. Do you know the story behind the Agent Orange and Offspring feud over that song? It was a dispute over the guitar riff in the Offspring's hit Come Out and Play. Love that song. I've been listening to that while I've been skateboarding. They alleged that, Agent Orange alleged that that riff was copied off of that song, Bloodstains. And the best song to come out of that, Bloodstains is a great song, Come Out and Play is a great song, but the best song to come out of that feud was the Vandal song about Agent Orange, titled Aging Orange. And it was a response to the feud where Agent Orange claimed the Offspring used a riff from Bloodstains. And it's actually a pretty funny song about the Egyptian pentameter scale. Anyway, check it out. I'll have to play it here. I don't think I've played Aging Orange. We play a lot of Vandals here on the show. Love the Vandals. We heard 100 Gex with Bloodstains. Jack Stauber's Micropop with Blood Pump. King Missile with Bloodletting. We started that set with Richard Cheese and Sunday Bloody Sunday, their cover of, what's that band from, where are they? Scotland? Lithuania? Ireland? Yeah. The letter U and the numeral 2. Hey, I've got some more songs that had to do with blood on this Monday, Bloody Monday, Fun Day, Bloody Monday, Monday, Bloody Fun Day. Let's kick it off. Yeah. Hey, it's Cheek and Tongues Radio Show. Weird things are happening with my playlist. But it's the end of the show, so that's all good. Oh, let me turn this up. It's the end of the show, so that's all good. And we just heard a minute of Blood on the Banjo by Destroy Nate Allen. Have we had Destroy Nate Allen on the show? He's done a couple house shows here at Barno's House of Blue. We heard Shaughnessy Ice Cold and DJ Swamp with There Will Be Blood. And I just want to let you all know that coming up this October is our Hellraiser. And hey, if you don't donate, there will be blood. No, there won't be blood. But hey, think about donating and keeping us on the air. Where else do you hear the Ozellies with Cry Blood? Only here. It didn't come up on the playlist. But, and where else do you hear Dime Store Radio Theater with Austin Rich coming up next? So stay tuned, cheekies.
Meanwhile, Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. Our first installment this week, that rascally raconteur, Richard Diamond, with that singing sensation, Dick Powell himself. In this week's story, Martin White sees dead men.
The National Broadcasting Company presents Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Are you Mr. Diamond?
Yeah, unless there's a warrant out.
Mr. Diamond, I'd like to talk to you about a man.
Oh, that looks so unhappy. Can't talk about girls all the time.
Mr. Diamond, this is pretty serious. I'm scared stiff of him.
Why?
Because he's dead.
And here's another exciting case from the files of Richard Diamond, private detective, starring Dick Powell.
Diamond Detective Agency, homicides with class. Well, that's a pretty good answer.
What kind of a slogan was that, Shamus?
Oh, my goodness. Sergeant Otis.
That's right.
Well, don't take any bets. I know a dozen people who would swear you were something else.
Oh, now stop the gag. I got something important to talk to you about.
I know what it is.
You do?
I bet you've lost your shoes.
What makes you think that, wise guy?
Well, I drove by the docks this morning and spotted two landing barges with laces.
Oh, I give up. Here, you better talk to the lieutenant. Rick?
Hello, Walt.
Why don't you lay off Otis? He was just calling to ask you to do a favor for us.
What kind of a favor?
The Fifth Precinct is having its annual dance next week.
Oh, now, Walt.
Well, what's the matter? Just a couple of songs, and then you can go home.
Oh, sure, sure. Just like last time. I was just going to be a couple of songs last time, too. But before those lovely cops let me go, I had a crack in my voice like the Liberty Bell.
Now this time, I promise. Only two songs.
All right. If one of them's Mule Train.
Sure, but why Mule Train?
I want to whip Otis for sound effects.
Oh. Mr. Diamond?
Wait a minute, Walt. I think I spotted a client.
Okay, Rick. I'll tell the committee you'll be there.
Bye.
Are you Mr. Diamond?
Yeah, unless there's a warrant out.
Mr. Diamond, I'd like to talk to you about a man.
Oh, don't look so unhappy. Can't talk about girls all the time.
Mr. Diamond, this is pretty serious. I'm scared stiff of him.
Why?
Because he's dead.
Hmm.
That's right. He's supposed to be dead.
Well, bring him over. We can make a fortune from Barnum and Bailey.
I guess I better go.
No, wait a minute. Maybe you better tell me about it.
Okay. I'm Martin White. I go to Barrett College. I'm an ex-GI. I'm a senior now because I couldn't start until I was released from the hospital 3 years ago.
Hospital, huh? What was the trouble?
I got hit at a casino.
How long were you in the hospital?
2.5 years.
2.5 years?
Yeah, I... Okay, I fell apart up there.
Oh, psychosis?
Yeah.
Oh, go on.
The other day I was on my way to class when I saw this man I was telling you about.
The one who's supposed to be dead?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. He used to be in the same outfit with me. I saw him killed at casino.
Oh, so you made a mistake. So he looks like the guy.
No, it's not like that. Maybe I better tell you and then you'll understand.
Go ahead.
Well, his name was Jarvis, Paul Jarvis. I was a captain with the 5th Army when we went in at casino.
And Jarvis?
Private. He'd been with us since we pushed Rommel out of the desert. Everybody hated him.
Why?
Goldbrick. Never missed a chance to dog it. But he was smart, plenty smart. There wasn't anything we could pin on him.
Yeah, I know the type.
He was great in a street fight because he was big. And I mean really big. Big and nasty. But up on the line, he went to pieces.
Okay, go ahead.
One night, we got a report that a man answering Jarvis's description had killed a corporal in a fight. By the time the details got to me, the Germans had opened up with everything they had. I was ordered out on patrol, so I took Jarvis with me.
You took a big chance.
You know it. There was one witness to the killing, an old man in the town. If Jarvis knew he might be identified, he'd have gone over the hill, sure. So I figured I'd watch him. Keep him with me until the Germans slowed up and we could show him to the old man. Oh, we moved up. The crowds had the main body zeroed in with their 88s. Our job was to move up, try to spot a path through the enemy artillery pattern. We had to belly down, and Jarvis and I ended up in a hole together.
They'll spot us, sure. They'll correct and drop those things all over us in a minute.
You keep your head down, Jarvis.
I kill you, they'll spot us!
Now, you listen to me. You raise your skull 1 inch out of this hole before I tell you, and so help me, I'll drill you myself.
Okay. You hate my guts, don't you?
Knock it off.
This is real funny, this is. Two guys this close hating each other.
Next time I'll pick a bigger hole.
Captain White.
What?
About that murder.
Can it?
You think I killed the guy, don't you?
I don't think anything right now, just those cartoons down there.
You're thinking about it all right, you and everybody else. You all hate me because I'm not a tin soldier like you with ideals sticking out all over your fat face.
I told you to knock it off, but you wanted it laid on the line, so I'll tell you. Yeah, I hate your guts. Okay?
That's good enough.